is Akashwani, a review of today's Parliament proceedings read by Shagun Chopra. First from the Lok Sabha, writer is Kumar Rakesh of PTI. The Lok Sabha today passed a bill to expand the eligibility criteria for ownership of merchant shipping vessels and provide for investigation and inquiries on marine casualties. Ports, Shipping and Waterways Minister Sarbanand Sonowal proposed for consideration and passage of the Merchant Shipping Bill 2024 amid relentless protests from opposition members demanding a discussion on the special intensive review of electoral rolls in Bihar. After a couple of members spoke in the din, the bill was passed by a voice vote and presiding officer Sandhya Rai adjourned the house for the day. The bill empowers the central government to take charge and detain vessels within India or in coastal waters as a vessel without nationality if such vessel is not legally entitled to fly the flag of a state or has lost such a right. The bill seeks to repeal the Merchant Shipping Act 1958 and provides for present times, futuristic and dynamic legislation to meet the requirements of India as an emerging economy. Supporting the bill, BJP member Mukesh Kumar Chandrakant Dalal said the earlier law had become outdated. Sonowal lauded the proposed law as advanced, modern and progressive, saying it has incorporated global best practices followed by leading maritime nations. He said India's maritime and shipping sector has seen rising growth and development under Prime Minister Narendra Modi's leadership. In the morning, when the House met for the day, the Lok Sabha Speaker paid homage to the victims of the 1945 Hiroshima and Nagasaki atomic bombings in Japan. Birla reiterated that the House resolves to work collectively to eliminate nuclear weapons and ensure global peace. The House observed silence for a while as a mark of respect for the people who lost their lives in the atomic bombings. After that, the Speaker tried to run the question hour, but the opposition members started sloganeering, demanding discussion on the special intensive revision issue. Amid pandemonium, the Speaker adjourned the House till 12 noon. When the Lok Sabha resumed sitting at 12 noon, Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman presented a statement of estimated receipts and expenditure of the state of Manipur for the year 2025-26. The presiding officer tried to run zero hour, but the opposition members trooped into the well and started sloganeering, demanding discussion on the SIR issue. As the noisy scene continued, the chair adjourned the house till 2 p.m. When the Lok Sabha reassembled at 2 p.m. after the second adjournment, the opposition parties continued with the protests, demanding a discussion on the special intensive revision being carried out by the Election Commission. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju turned down the opposition's demand for a discussion of electoral roll revision in Bihar, asserting that matters pending before the judiciary cannot be discussed on the floor of the House. Speaking in the House, Kiran Rijiju stressed that rules of the Lok Sabha do not allow sub judice matters to be discussed in the House. He also pointed out that the functioning of autonomous institutions such as the Election Commission cannot be discussed in Parliament. He said the government has been very open to take up discussion on any matter. However, he added any discussion in Parliament has to be in accordance with constitutional provisions and also in accordance with the rules as prescribed in the procedure and conduct of business in the Lok Sabha. He said the opposition is disrupting the House from first day of the session, even though everyone knows that the matter is under consideration of the Supreme Court, and as such it is sub judice, and hence a discussion cannot be held on the subject. Rijiju underlined that the issue relates to the functioning of the Election Commission of India, which is an autonomous body. He cited a ruling by then-Speaker Balram Jakhar in 1988, saying the functioning and administrative work of the Election Commission cannot be discussed in the House. The minister urged opposition members not to disrupt the House. There are important bills to be taken up, he said. Bills of the Sports Ministry are listed for today, but the government will take it up later because it wants discussion. Amidst the noisy scene, the House passed the Merchant Shipping Bill 2024 with amendments moved by Port, Shipping and Waterways Minister Sarbanand Sonowal. As the ruckus continued, the presiding officer adjourned the House for the day. In a written reply in the House, Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said, passengers can avail optional travel insurance scheme while purchasing e-tickets by paying a premium of 45 paise, inclusive of all taxes. Responding to questions related to rail travel insurance, Vaishnav said, the scheme is available to the passengers who book e-tickets and it provides additional insurance cover to those who have opted for it and paid the premium. Giving details of the total amount distributed by the insurance companies to the affected passengers and their relatives under these claims, Mr. Vaishnav said, during the last 5 years, 333 claims were settled by insurance companies after filing of claims by passengers, and an amount of 27 crore and 22 lakh rupees has been paid to the passengers. Replying to another set of questions, Vaishnav said, all mainline coaches carrying passengers are equipped with bio-toilets that have prevented corrosion of rail fittings caused by human waste. He said the work has been taken up in mission mode by the Indian Railways. This has resulted in enhanced safety of rolling stock and rail tracks. Minister of State for Women and Child Development, Savitri Thakur, told the Lok Sabha that over 15,700 public grievances submitted through the centralized public grievance redressal and monitoring system have been disposed of in the last 2 years. And now a review of proceedings in the Rajya Sabha. Writer is Kumar Rahul of PTI. Proceeding of the Rajya Sabha was adjourned today amid continued uproar and protests from Congress and other opposition parties pressing for a discussion on the revision of electoral rolls in Bihar. The Rajya Sabha proceedings were adjourned today amid continued din by the opposition on the issue of Special Intensive Revision or SIR of electoral rolls in Bihar. The upper house saw its first adjournment around 11:10 a.m. after the tabling of papers and obituary reference. Deputy Chairman Harivansh adjourned the house amidst protests by opposition members over the non-admission of 35 notices they had submitted on various issues. When the Rajya Sabha assembled again at 2 p.m, opposition MPs were on their feet demanding a discussion on SIR. Amid the protests, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman tabled the demands for grants for Manipur for the financial year 2025-26. Chair Bhuvaneshwar Kalita then called for the carriage of goods by Sea Bill 2025 to be taken up, even as opposition MPs insisted that a discussion be held on the SIR issue first. A brief debate was held on the bill amid protests. Several opposition MPs who stood up to participate in the debate on the bill demanded a discussion on SIR. However, Bhuvaneshwar Kalita, who was presiding over the proceedings of the upper house, said anything unrelated to the bill will not go on record. Moving the bill, Shantanu Thakur, Minister of State for Ports, Shipping and Waterways, said the bill intends to repeal and replace the 100 years old pre-independence Indian Carriage of Goods by Sea Act 1925. The repeal of the pre-constitution legislation and its replacement with a new legislation is a part of the government's effort to rid ourselves of the vestige of colonial mindset and to ensure ease of doing business through simple and rationalized law, he said. He said, under Prime Minister Narendra Modi, the government has replaced more than 1,500 old laws. Kalita called BJP MP Sanjay Seth to initiate the debate. Speaking amidst the sloganeering of opposition members, Seth said, this bill helps the country to adopt a new maritime law, which is in accordance with international norms. This will not only improve the reputation of the country, but also help to improve logistics, port management, and resolution of disputes. After this, Kalita called CPI member P. Santosh Kumar, However, he started speaking on SIR and was stopped by the chair, saying that he was going out of the subject matter, hence it will not go on record. Rajiv Bhattacharjee of the BJP also participated in the discussion. However, his speech was obstructed by the sloganeering of the opposition in the House. Immediately after this, the leader of opposition, Mallikarjun Kharge, stood up and alleged the chair to be unfair towards the opposition. The opposition members are not allowed to speak in the House while the other side is allowed to even make a speech. Replying to this, leader of the House, J.P. Nadda, said, "Those who create disorder in the House have no right to raise a point of order. If he is so much interested, then he should obey the rules accordingly," Nadda said. After this, chair called G.K. Vasan of TMC M to participate in the debate, who supported the bill. Harish Biran of IUML and V. Shivadasan were also called to participate in the ongoing debate. However, they raised the SIR issue. Both were reminded by the chair for going out of the subject and said nothing would go on record if they were not interested in speaking on the bill. The bill was then put to vote, and as the clause-by-clause consideration was being done, CPIM MP John Bittas moved an amendment and insisted for division and voting. Several other opposition MPs backed the demand for division. However, as several MPs were not on their seats, the bill was passed amid continuing protests and sloganeering through voice vote. Opposition MPs meanwhile continued raising slogans. Several Trinamool Congress MPs trooped into the well of the House, followed by MPs from Congress and other parties. TMC's Mamata Thakur and AAP's Sanjay Singh were seen trying to climb the chairman's podium. As opposition MPs continued to protest, the chair adjourned the House for the day. The Carriage of Goods by Sea Bill 2025 has already been passed by Lok Sabha in March this year. The bill establishes the responsibilities, liabilities, rights and immunities in case of goods carried from a port in India to another port in the country or outside. The bill simplifies the language and structure, making the law more accessible to stakeholders, particularly Indian exporters, importers and shipping professionals. While retaining the substantive legal framework, the bill aligns it with contemporary drafting practices, reducing ambiguities and minimizing the risk of potential litigation. Earlier, when the House met at 11 a.m. after the obituary reference, amid laying of papers, Deputy Chairman Harivansh announced that he had received 35 notices from members under Rule 267 and rejected them as they did not meet the rules requirement. The Deputy Chairman urged the opposition to allow the House to function so that members could raise their concerns during zero hour. However, the opposition members were on their feet in protest, leading to the adjournment of the House by the chair by till 2 p.m. Meanwhile, the government informed the Rajya Sabha that more than 1,600 people died due to rain and lightning during the four-month period from April to July this year. Minister of State for Home Affairs Nityanand Rai, in a written reply to a question, said lives of 52,367 animals were also lost due to hydrometeorological disasters, and over 1.5 lakh hectares of crop area was affected during this period. Rai said the central government has approved mitigation project on lightning safety for a total financial outlay of over 186 crore rupees for 50 lightning prone districts of 10 states, namely Andhra Pradesh, Bihar, Chhattisgarh, Jharkhand, Madhya Pradesh, Maharashtra, Meghalaya, Odisha, Uttar Pradesh and West Bengal. That's all in the Parliament Review.